In late October 2013, federal agents attempted to seize the property of California's Berkeley Patients Group, BPG, a medical marijuana dispensary, and essentially shut down the business. The Obama administration's ongoing war against patients is despicable and has to stop, said Steph Shearer, executive director of Americans for Safe Access. This is a mean, vindictive move aimed at shutting down one of the oldest and most well-respected dispensaries in the country. Berkeley City Council member Daryl Moore agreed, offering a resolution that stated, BPG has served as a national model of the not-for-profit, services-based medical cannabis dispensary. Moore claimed such dispensaries improve lives and assist in end-of-life transitions of thousands of patients and have been significant donors to dozens of other organizations which have shaped local, state, and national policies around medical cannabis. Even as voters indicate a willingness to soften pot laws, federal machinery works against the marijuana business. In 1982, Congress amended the U.S. tax code to include Section 280E, which prevents businesses selling a Schedule I or II drug, such as heroin, methamphetamine, cocaine, and marijuana, from deducting all normal business expenses. This code was enacted as the Supreme Court had ruled that even illegal businesses must pay taxes, but cannot claim the usual deductions. Despite pleas to amend the tax laws, an IRS spokesperson said only Congress can amend the Internal Revenue Code or the Controlled Substance Act. I believe that the feds extend the drug war through 280E, said Jordan Cornelius, a Denver accountant who has worked with marijuana companies in Colorado. If the federal government can't put them out of business legally when voters are mandating these businesses to move forward, it's very easy to put them out of business financially. A lot of times, instead of paying a tax rate that should be 30-40%, they are paying rates between 80-90%, Cornelius explained. I even have a client right now that is paying more than 100% effective tax rate. The problem is that we have passed laws that allowed these medical marijuana and recreational marijuana companies to do business, said University of Denver finance professor Mac Klaus. But we have all these other laws, tax laws, federal laws, that make it incredibly difficult, if not utterly impossible, to survive.